I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am, but Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Badass Women's Hour XL on Talk Radio.
She'll get you talking.
Welcome back to Badass Women's Hour XL with me, Harriet Minter, Natalie Campbell and Emma Sexton here on Talk Radio. So, of course, it is now time for our Badass Balls Ups. So we're starting off with a bit of a controversial one this week, Ems, aren't we? Tell us what
you
it
are.
Is.
I'm going to sue you for defamation of character, though. I'm definitely asking for a friend, right? This is a conversation that came up, right, with a girlfriend of mine. So recently there was a really big industry event, a conference. It was abroad. Literally everybody from the industry goes, trying to keep it anonymous, but yes. Cannes.
But I think it adds context.
Does it? Okay.
For me, anyway.
I think you're just trying to narrow down who I'm talking about. So basically, like all the top leaders in this industry descend on Cannes for 1 week every year. Everyone's there on expenses. It's quite, I would say, I don't know, hedonistic's not the word, but everybody's there for a week. Everybody's away from their family. It's all your mates there. You kind of, everybody knows, like, I don't know. It's a bit like Ibiza on steroids, but for the industry. Now, I have a single girlfriend and I've had conversations with other single girlfriends on this topic. And I wanted to just bring it up and see what you thought. She was at this conference. She is single. She knows lots of people there. She had some fun times with a guy out there who is married. And he pursued her, and he is well known for when he is away from home that he plays a field. And she took full advantage of that because she is single and it was fun and she knew exactly what it was all about. But she's had some pushback and we were having a discussion about, is it okay to sleep with a man who you know is married if it's a one night stand and you haven't been pursuing that person, and if it wasn't you, they were probably going to have sex with somebody else that week, and perhaps they probably had sex with multiple people that week.
So the thing
is, she out of line.
The thing I love about this is when you say, if it wasn't you, it would have been someone else, so as though somehow it's better that it's you. I'm not sure I get that bit. Nat, what do you think?
I'm really conflicted here, and not even just in two ways, in multiple. So firstly, there's a part of me that, just based on, you know, fairness, would say you never sleep with a married man.
Yeah.
But then there's another part of me that says I'm single and there's a hot guy and I want to sleep with them.
And a girl's got to eat.
Well, no, not just, you know, I'm not in a relationship and I fancy you and you pursued me. Why not? And then there's another side of me, which is also the, and it's a conversation we have on the show a lot, I would consider an open relationship. I have different views around relationships. And so if, you know, who knows, he might have an understanding with his wife or partner.
In this scenario, not. I think it's quite rare for people to be in those sort of open relationships. I think what some people say to me is, you know, the discussion will be, well, you know, if women sleep with married men, we're just encouraging that sort of behaviour.
So the thing I have an issue with is the affair. So consistent long-term relationship with a man that you're trying to actively steal from another woman.
Yeah.
That's when I'm like, the values and judgment system there is off.
Yeah.
And vice versa, man trying, whatever. But that one-off interaction in that moment, I can't say, hands on heart, that if I was, you know, literally physically attracted to someone, knowing they were married, that I wouldn't sleep with them. I can't. Yeah. So I can't judge her for it.
Personally, it's not, it's not the kind of sex I want to be having nowadays, but I definitely was supporting her. I was like, you know what?
No judgment.
You're not trying to steal him. Like, if he's going to cheat, he's going to cheat anyway. And as long as you're in it for your own selfish reasons and you look after yourself and you know, then I didn't see a problem with it personally. Yeah. I'm not encouraging.
So there's a judgment call, and I think you make a really good point now, which is that, you know, we all can have really strong opinions on what we would or wouldn't do. But until you're in it, you never know.
Would you?
Right?
Would you, Harriet? Would you take advantage?
So, really interestingly, if I knew they were married and I knew it was just going to be a one-night stand thing, no.
You wouldn't do it?
I wouldn't.
You would?
I would hope not. I would hope not. You know, like, touch wood. I mean, who knows what might happen if I was, you know, drunk and it was a beautiful sunset. I don't know, but I would hope not.
But
what I think would be hard if I met someone and I was really attracted to them and they were really attracted to me and we had a great relationship going on and actually I really liked them and then they were married.
Yeah, but I think that's fine. I think, you know, you can be attracted to other people, and what you have to do is be really respectful to the person you're in a relationship with. If you want to be together, you should be together, but what's not okay is to have the affair. Like, you can't stop yourself being attracted to somebody else.
I don't see. So from my point of view, I think there's girl code, and that's the thing that would stop me having that one night stand if I was attracted to somebody.
I don't think girl code applies.
I do. I think there's a sisterhood. I think that's the conflicted thing. Yeah, I think there's a sisterhood. I think that. Sorry for the hardcore feminist rant that's coming. Women have suffered at the hands of men for too long, and so we have to back each other. And that's the bit that feels to me really off, which is if I was his wife, sat at home thinking, oh, I know he's off having a few beers and probably having a bit of a flirt, you know, bless him, how funny. I would be thinking about her the whole time. I wouldn't be able to have any sort of enjoyable sex. So there'd be no point.
I think the other side of it is if the girl code was consistent and every woman said no, I mean, he wouldn't be able to have.
He wouldn't, and that would be really interesting. Maybe we can start a campaign so that next year in Cannes, no women have sex with any of the men.
I love that. Until you behave better, that's it. We're on strike. But we're going to keep talking about this because we've got more to say about it. But we'd also love to know what you think. What happens if you have a one night stand with someone and then you like them? Would you keep pursuing it? Tweet us at Talk Radio and tell us, can you ever have a one night stand with somebody who's married and it be okay? So I think what we got to is we feel there's like an element of girl code, but the problem is that not everyone sticks to the girl code.
I think a girl's got to eat.
So I also think, so there's something about this which is really interesting, because I do think it's a mentality thing, and I definitely have noticed this since turning kind of over 30 something, which is the pool of available men shrinks quite dramatically. Mm-hmm. And so you do get into a place where you start to joke with your girlfriend, she's like, oh, he's really attractive, he's married, I'll get him next time round when he gets divorced. You start to mentally note the ones that you think might be a bit shaky, and so you start to think that there aren't enough attractive single men out there to have sex with, so maybe you do have to have sex with the attractive married ones. Do you think that's got something to do with it, Emma?
No, I think it's just taking advantage of an opportunity and putting yourself first. And I kind of feel like if that guy is pursuing you and you're in the mood that you want casual sex, I think if it's a one night stand, it doesn't matter. It's about.
Do you think there's a risk then that you start to like them?
Possibly, but then that moves it on to a different scenario. And then where I think girl code comes in is that you're not being. Oh God, I was going to say you're not being disrespectful to their partner, but you totally are if you're having sex with them.
Yes, you are.
And so this is the how it's conflicted.
Welcome to that
right?
realization.
But the conflict is the sustained activity where you're trying to go after, and when the pursuing switches, whichever way the pursuing started, when the pursuing switches and you're trying to take someone from that person. But this is the one thing I always say to any of my friends that have ever considered it. How you found them is how you'll lose them.
Exactly.
So if you steal someone out of a relationship, believe me, you will forever be looking over your shoulder.
What if you didn't steal them? What if you were what just you mean? What if you were just the mistress? If you I what if
hang you're on. Just and you ended up if with them? If that's the same thing.
No, if you don't end up with them, if you literally
I'm just happy to be like the side chick.
I am
why
essentially
would you
had
to be a side chick.
Well,
who wants to be someone's side chick?
I can tell you why I think it might be a kind of good idea. If, say, you meet someone, you're super attracted to them, you think they're great, you have a fantastic relationship with them, but you're not looking to get married, you're not looking to have babies, you don't want that kind of like family unit thing.
Hang on, I don't want that. I'm still not being somebody's side chick.
Hang on. They are married, they do have babies, and they really like that. They're happy with that. But maybe that lives out in the country and they're in London 5 days a week for work.
Do you know? No, that's living a is living a double
that
life and being
having
too
your cake and eat it. And I've had guys chat me up and they go, you know what? I really love my wife. I really love my family, but I don't get enough sex. Are you up for a bit of fun? And I'm like, no, mate, I am not.
But that's isn't that surely the same thing as having the one night stand? But also what I'm saying is actually if you're having essentially a relationship with someone, it's just that, you know, on Christmas and birthdays, they're definitely not there.
No, 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 no.
Unless
why bother with that?
In an open relationship.
Well, they are, yeah,
but
yeah.
They never are.
They never are. And I was going to say, if you're like...
No, that talk I went to a few weeks ago where the man was giving information about dating, there was a married woman there and she is in an open relationship with her husband and they have a conversation. If there's someone that they meet and it's a one-off or there's someone that they're interested in where there's a bit of chemistry... And that is why I've always said I'm open to the idea of being in an open relationship because I'd rather have the conversation,
but you have to
make an assessment than just be like no.
The men that approach you and say I'm married, but you know I'm not good enough.
Yeah,
they're
not.
Never
I'm not in an
open
relationship. No, I know that much.
But I think there's different rules in open relationships, and I'm with you. I don't really believe that monogamy is a. I think that's a society conditioning, not a natural way we're meant to be. But having said that,
it's a religious construct.
Yeah, I don't think in my open relationship that the rules would be that you could have an intimate, emotional, long-term connection with somebody else
sex.
Other than me. Sex, definitely. Like I feel like sex is a different thing. Well, I don't know. As I get older, I'm changing that point. But I always felt like there was a physical need for sex, and then there is a sexual connection that is beyond physical and is emotional
and intimacy too. So yeah. My line would be intimacy, like I've always said to you, like he could not go to her house for food. To me there's an intimacy there. Eating out is different, but going to a woman's house, yeah, being fit, like we had this conversation ages ago. If I was with a guy and he was like, oh, I'm just going to my female friend's house for dinner, I'd be like, oh
yeah, that's weird.
You said it before, because that for me is there's an intimacy there of someone cooking for someone that you like and love. There's a whole love energy that goes into
not
that.
If you're just mates. It's nice, and you like to cook, and you want to have them over for dinner.
There's nothing seductive about my cooking, so
that is true.
If they're coming around to my house, I'm worried.
Yeah, right.
No threat there.
We would love to know what you think. Do you think you can ever have a one night stand with somebody who is married and it means nothing and it's okay? Are you with Emma Sexton or are you with
me
and Nat?
Oh, I'm asking for a friend.
Asking for a friend. Tweet us at Talk Radio and tell us. We really want to know your views on marriage and monogamy. Come and tell us this evening. So I also have badass balls ups, which you ladies can help me with. So on Tuesday, I am off on holiday. Wednesday morning, I'm off on holiday.
Yay.
For a week. And I am feeling, I am pretty much like not cancelling my flight. I don't want to go. I just feel like in my head, I'm saying it's such a waste of time. I can't be bothered. I'm going to have to fly. I've got to get myself to the airport. It's such a stress. I just really just want to stay at home and have some quiet time at home.
How long
what
is the
flight? Wrong with me?
First of all,
like
just give us some context.
You're 2 hours. Right, yeah, okay. I'm going to Europe.
Okay. Do you know what? I think this is just the peril of working for yourself, because I feel like you never really get any time off, do you? Because and you're constantly needing to look and generate your own income. And I can just relate to that. I had a couple of days off just a little while ago and I had so much anxiety around it. And a lot of it, I realised, was around momentum. I felt like if I stopped, would the money stop coming in? And I just had to like ride it out. I'd say I'd almost just like feel it, but go through it. Don't cancel your flight. because the holiday, you'll feel a million times better after a couple of days break. And I think focus on how amazing you're going to feel after a few days in a different location. You'll be more rejuvenated than you will when you stay at home. Because I always think that I'm like, stay at home and I'll rest. I never get as relaxed as I do abroad somewhere.
And if an opportunity came in, you'd be like, oh, well, I'm here and I'm off and the diary's full. And then before you know it, it's a normal working week and you didn't have it off. And then there is no time off for the rest of the year.
That brain rest is so important. I'm really stuck. That's been my thing this year, to value that.
Get bored. Get really, really bored.
Because last year I didn't value being bored and I feel so much better for it. Like wasting time. I force myself to waste time now.
So there are so many things that I'm actually sort of worrying about on this holiday. So I'm worrying about the fact there's not going to be any Wi-Fi in the cottage where we're going to.
There will be Wi-Fi. It's 2018.
No, there actually isn't any. There's no Wi-Fi in the cottage.
Italy.
Portugal.
Okay.
Yeah. So deep in the Portuguese countryside, like cottage, some sheep. That's kind of it.
You got a pool?
No, but there's a sort of yoga retreat place up the road that has a little man-made pond.
Oh, is that one my friend's
pond.
Been to? That one?
Is
that
oh, is one? It? Yeah, is maybe. It? Yeah. It's got a little man-made pond lake thing, so you can go swimming there. And there's a river kind of down the road, so I can swim there. But I'm worried about there's no Wi-Fi. I'm really worried about coming back and not feeling any more relaxed than I do now.
Do you know what? You won't, it'll be a self-fulfilling prophecy, because you'll be spending your entire holiday wondering, am I going to feel as relaxed as I expect
to relax? Why am I not relaxed yet?
Maybe it's not the right sort of holiday. Maybe you need to switch up what you do on holiday, so there's a lot more excitement about going and also knowing that you're connected. Because if you knew you could wake up and just check in on emails for 30 minutes and book things in for later weeks, then you'd have the rest of the day. Because I was just thinking about your anxiety point. The whole time that I was self-employed, I never had anxiety about going on holiday.
Really?
Because I never went somewhere that I was completely disconnected.
Yeah.
And I was always prepared to wake up, over coffee, check an email, because it was never hard work. You know, I didn't do anything hard and I had a team. So things could be shifted over to people. And it just meant I did that. And then got on with the rest of my day, and I'd maybe check in before dinner. But when you're I've never been completely cut off, and I think I probably would feel anxious if I knew that there was no way of knowing what was going on or who was asking.
Really, what you're doing, right, you know, like, you're not dealing with emergency situations, right? You might miss
no life or death in whether or not Love Island has launched this week.
Exactly. Yeah. So I would almost like challenge yourself on the fear. I think maybe you need to work through the, like, you know, think about the what is the worst case scenario that you are completely offline for 5 days, and just deal with all those extreme scenarios. And I think once you have a plan for all of them, it might just, you know...
But also, what are you looking forward to on the holiday?
Yeah.
So I am really looking forward. I'm really looking forward to sleeping. I'm going to sleep so much.
Don't need Wi-Fi to sleep, so your phone will be off.
I'm looking forward to getting... There's a lovely little massage place down the road. I'm looking forward to getting a really good massage. I'm looking forward to the sun. Mm-hmm. I'm looking forward to the silence. Mm-hmm.
I dare you to go offline for 5 days.
No, I actually can't.
Well, I think if you can't, then you should. It's exactly what you should do then. Push through it. Prove to yourself that you can be offline for 5 days. The world doesn't stop. You don't stop making any money. And you'll come back feeling like a different woman.
I actually feel like I can't breathe.
Don't have a panic attack. We've still got half an hour left on the show, Harriet.
I'll have a think about it. We've just had a tweet from Michael Graham who says... Michael Graham? Is it Michael Graham who's coming on later? Is he listening to us or just another Michael Graham? We don't know. Anyway, Michael Graham who says, any woman who tells her man it's okay for him to have sex with other women immediately becomes the, quote, side piece, hashtag natural truth. I feel like hashtag natural truth is just a hashtag I don't want to be on.
No, but I need you to explain that. So if you say, married to my husband.
Yes.
And I say we can have an open relationship, I automatically become the side piece?
Apparently so. That is the natural truth.
Okay, Michael, you need to follow up with a part two and explain how I become the side piece. Is it just that everyone is a side piece? Is that what you're saying?
He's talking about the natural order of things.
I think he feels that, like, women should be crazy jealous people who get really anxious if their man ever looks at someone else.
But remember, and I've said this to guys that I'm open about the fact that I would have an open relationship. It goes both ways. if this relationship's open for you, it's open for me. Don't do anything you wouldn't want me to do. And that's when they go, oh, so it's not, I, so you can have sex, yes. And that you can see it going in their brain like, oh.
I think it would be quite hard to find somebody as progressive. Like, there's a fine line between this is a license for you to go and cheat. Well, this is my concern about that conversation, because I feel like that if you haven't been reading the kind of stuff that I've been reading, if you're not on the same page as me, you're going to see it as me giving you a license to cheat and be a total...
No,
you know, so and I'm not.
It's not about that.
Anyone who's interested, there's a book called Love, Freedom and Aloneness by Osho. And it just there's a narrative about relationships and just thinking differently. And I read it and I was like, do you know what? I am open, and I'd be lying to myself if I said anything otherwise. 1, 2, 3, 4.
This has been the Badass Women's Hour podcast. We hope you've loved it as much as we do. If you did, rate and review us, give us 5 stars, and then come have a chat with us at Badass Women's Hour HR on all the socials, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, you name it, we're there.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than 1 billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com, the number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.